Logo, rectangles flicker and bounce around the screen. A white dot zooms on, flickering and splitting into more dots. Other dots appear. The dots rotate together. Geometric shapes form the logo. 1091. Caption: The following program contains graphic material that some viewers may find upsetting. Viewer discretion is advised. Logo, Entertain Me Productions.
Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve.
A montage of smoke billowing from the towers of the World Trade Center.
American 11, climb maintain level 350.
Aerial footage of Lower Manhattan.
American 11, Boston. Earth 7, Mike Lima, how do you hear?
Mike Lima, has your line clear?
American 11, Boston. This is Boston. I turned American 20 left and I was going to climb. He will not respond to me now. Is that American 11 trying to call?
Buddy. We have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're turning to the airport.
And who's trying to call me here? American 11, are you trying to call?
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
Yeah, they're in the back of the airplane. They're not... Oh, the hijackers are in the cockpit.
Oh, no.
Is he inbound to JFK?
We don't know.
You don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the... I mean, we don't know. We don't know where he's going.
George W. Bush approaches a podium.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Just get me somebody who has the authority to get military in the air now.
Clouds of smoke billow up from Lower Manhattan.
Placing Panta 4546 on the battle stations. I repeat, battle stations.
An image of the fallen towers. Title, 9/11, minute by minute.
There is a report of black smoke in the last position I gave you.
From the airplane or from the ground?
They're speculating it's from the aircraft.
Fade to black. A line of taxis crawl down a New York street in early morning light. Steam wafts up from manhole covers. In the pre-dawn, people cross the streets through the puffs of manhole cover vapor. In green digital clock font, the word September 11th appear over a coffee maker. Coffee streams down into the pot. In the green digital font, the time, 6 o'clock a.m., flashes.
Tuesday, September 11th, 2001. 6 a.m., New York City. The Big Apple wakes to a beautiful, calm, sunny day.
Montage of people riding commuter trains. A man in a suit descends the steep concrete stairs of a building. People walk down narrow sidewalks.
Birds sing as citizens go about their daily lives, unaware of the impending chaos.
A subway train pulls into a station, fade to black. A tall glass skyscraper juts up from the city of Boston. Time, 6:20.
Boston. First on scene, the Algande brothers arrive at Logan International Airport by taxi and proceed to Terminal C.
From inside a car moving through a tunnel, time, 6:45.
Traveling from Portland, Maine, Mohammed Atta and Abdulaziz Al-Omari arrive at Logan International Airport in Boston.
A plane glides against a morning sky.
Three more hijackers arrive by rental car and proceed to the terminal. At Terminal C, a different part of the airport, Hijacker pilot Marwan al-Shayi checks in.
Time 6:52.
Atta receives a call from Marwan al-Shayi from a payphone within Logan Airport. Al-Shayi confirms the coordinated plans of attack are set in motion.
Lights shimmer and blink on the tarmac of an airport.
Upon check-in and security, some of the hijackers, including the ringleader Atta, was singled out by the computer-assisted passenger pre-screening system. At the time, the system only selected candidates for enhanced baggage scrutiny. Those who had no checked bags remained unimpeded. Prior to the attacks on 9/11, airport policy allowed utility knives of up to 4 inches on board. Despite setting off alarms and being searched more thoroughly, hijackers successfully made it through security, armed with box cutters and knives.
Time, 7:23.
Gate C-19. Within the next 5 minutes, al-Shayi and his terrorist cell boards American Airlines Flight 175, taking their seats in the first and business class areas.
Montage of a plane. A woman strolls through a concourse. Time, 7:35.
Gate B-32. Atta boards American Airlines Flight 11, headed for Los Angeles.
Footage of a plane being pushed back from the gate. Time, 7:40.
7:40 a.m. All five men of the jihadi cell are on board Flight 11, scheduled to depart in the next 5 minutes.
Time, 7:45.
Behind schedule, the plane begins its journey, pushing back from gate B-32.
Fade to black. Time, 7:59.
Flight 11, a Boeing 767 holding 92 souls on board, takes off down the runway.
A plane rises off a runway. Fade to black. Time, 8 o'clock.
Meanwhile, at gate C-19, the fully fueled Flight 175 that's scheduled to depart in 1 minute is delayed and doesn't receive clearance to take off for 15 minutes.
Good morning, American 11 with you, passing through 190-230.
Time.
Flight 11.
8:13.
American 11, turn 20 degrees, right?
20 right, American 11.
American 11, now climbing table level 350.
Boston Air Traffic Control Center instructs the pilots to climb to 35,000 feet. But receives no reply.
American 11, Boston.
A second attempt to contact the pilots fails. Several attempts later, the response remains silent.
This is Boston. I turned American 20 left and I was going to climb him. He will not respond to me now.
Looks
at all.
Like he's turning right.
Yeah, I turned him 20 right.
Oh, okay.
And he's only going to, I think, 29. American 11, Boston.
Time, 8:13 to 14. Image of plane seating chart.
Two hijackers rise from row 2, each stabbing a flight attendant in the process. Panic and confusion ensues throughout the aircraft. A painful mist permeates as hijackers begin spraying mace throughout the cabin. To this day, there is no definitive answer to how the hijackers gained access to the cockpits. Whether through threat or force, terrorists gained control of the aircraft.
Red dots on the seating chart move into the cockpit. A United plane taxis.
Flight 175, carrying 65 souls on board, lifts off from the Boston runway, nearly 15 minutes behind the scheduled departure time.
8:19.
Via an airphone, one flight attendant, Betty Ong, notifies an American Airlines reservation center of the suspected hijacking.
Caption, Betty on to American Airlines reservation desk.
The cockpit's not answering. Somebody's stabbed in business class. And I think there's mace that we can't breathe. I don't know. I think we're getting hijacked. We just left Boston. We're up in the air. We're supposed to go to L.A., and the cockpit's not answering their phone.
Okay, but what seat are you sitting in? What's the number of your seat?
Okay, I'm in my jump seat right now.
Okay.
At 3R.
Okay, you're the flight attendant? I'm sorry, did you say you're the flight attendant?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
What is your name? Hi, you're going to have to speak up. I can't hear you.
Sure, what is your name?
Okay, my name is Betty Ong. I'm number 3 on flight 11.
Okay. Can you describe the person that you said someone is what in business class?
I'm sitting in the back. Somebody's coming back from business. If you can hold on for 1 second, sure. They're coming back. Our number 1 is got stabbed. Our purser is stabbed. Nobody knows who's stabbed who, and we can't even get up to business class right now because nobody can breathe. And we can't get up to the cockpit. The door won't open. Hello?
Yeah, I'm taking down all the information. We're also, of course, recording this. At this point...
This is operations. What flight number are we talking about?
Flight 12.
Flight 12. Okay,
we're on flight 11 right now. This is flight 11.
It's flight 11. I'm sorry, Nitty.
Have you guys called anyone else?
No. Somebody's calling medical, and we can't get a...
Time, 8:19 to 20.
American Airlines emergency line, please state your emergency.
Hey, this is Nitty at American Airlines calling. I am monitoring a call in which flight 11, the flight attendant is advising our reps that the pilot, everyone's been stabbed.
Flight 11?
Yep. They can't get into the cockpit is what I'm hearing. Okay, I'm still on with security, okay, Betty? You're doing a great job. Just stay calm, okay? It seems like the passengers and the coach might not be aware of what's going on right now.
These two passengers were from first class.
Okay, hold on. Hey, Betty, do you know any information as far as the gentlemen that are in the cockpit with the pilots? Were they from first class? They were sitting in 2A and B.
Okay.
They are in the cockpit with the pilots.
Who's helping them? Is there a doctor on board?
Is there a doctor on board, Betty, that's helping you guys? You don't have any doctors on board, okay.
The transponder signal for Flight 11 is turned off. Despite their limited knowledge, Boston controllers continue to track the plane's movements on primary radar.
What's going on your end, Craig?
We contacted air traffic control. They are going to handle this as a confirmed hijacking. So they're moving all the traffic out of this aircraft's way.
Okay.
He turned his transponder off, so we don't have a definitive altitude for him. We're just going by, they seem to think that they have him on a primary radar. They seem to think that he is descending.
A line sweeps around a radar screen.
Yeah. Okay, Lydia?
Yes, dear, I'm here.
Okay. I have the dispatcher currently taking the current fuel on board.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to run some profiles.
Okay.
To see exactly what his endurance is.
Okay.
Image of Muhammad Atta.
Believed to have been a mistake. Atta, the pilot and leader of the attack using American Airlines Flight 11, broadcasts a message over the airwaves, believed to have only been intended for the cabins. Air traffic control listens in.
Caption, Boston Air Traffic Control.
Is that American 11 trying to call?
Buddy, we have some planes. Just stay quiet and you'll be okay. We're turning to the airport.
15 Southwest, the phone is going to Hampton. And who's trying to call me here? American 11, are you trying to call?
Nobody move. Everything will be okay. If you try to make any move, you'll injure yourself and the airplane. Just stay quiet.
Yeah, we got him on primary.
838?
Yeah.
Have you guys heard anything from American?
No.
Okay, we think there might be somebody in the cockpit right now taking it over.
Okay.
Yeah, it was just broadcast over here. Yeah, we're already doing it.
Okay, head on.
Time, 8:25.
Word of the news within Flight 11 spread from control center to control center. Unaware of the impending gravity of the situation, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, the military body responsible for the protection of all American airspace, remains uninformed of the developing crisis.
Go ahead, 38.
Yeah, American 11, we suspect there's someone in the cockpit that's taken over. We have just put him in direct Watertown, Jamestown. Last we knew, he was on present heading, cleared to flight level 290. No one is talking to him. Eric has been called. We broadcast it on guard. We tried through company.
Okay. Thanks.
And 290 is not verified.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Yeah, we've taken the American back because he appears to have turned.
Yep, thanks.
826.
Good.
Yeah, I need you to look west of Albany. American 11, and put him on your scope. He is, Nordo has been since he talked to Boston High. We assume he's at flight level 290. We're not sure. We think there's someone in the cockpit with him. We broadcasted over guard. We've gone Eric. We have gone company. Nobody is talking to him. We don't know where he's going. We don't know what altitude he's at.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
829.
Flight 11 changes course drastically, making a 100-degree turn southwards, tracing the Hudson River towards the Big Apple.
Cleveland. Hi, Cleveland, New York, Boston. I got a little situation with American 11, American 11. He is a 767 departed Boston going to LAX. We don't know where the aircraft is going. He supposedly going to LAX. Was going westbound. We lost his frequency. Then we lost his transponder, and now the aircraft is just west of Albany, heading due south.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'll advise the area.
8:30 a.m. Neighboring air traffic control centers are alerted to the hijacked plane.
Uh-huh. And he appears to have turned south-southwestbound. And also, there was some mention of some sort of a threat being made.
He made?
A threat to the cockpit or some threat.
Oh,
in,
shit. Let me get managers involved.
In the cockpit then. And Boston's uncertain exactly what was said. I guess they're going to try to pull the tapes as quick as they can.
Caption, American Airlines reservations desk to the emergency line.
Okay, we just lost connection.
Lost the connection.
Yeah. Something's wrong with the airplane?
Yeah. In other words, something's wrong. It's not flying there. It's not flying there.
They're not in the cockpit.
No, they're
not. Okay, they're in the back of the plane.
They're in the back of the airplane?
Yeah, they're in the back of the airplane. They're not... Oh, the hijackers are in the cockpit. Holy
oh, man. No.
Okay, they're in the cockpit.
Yeah. Hey, Craig. Craig. They're saying they're in the cockpit.
Time, 8:33.
Meanwhile, on Flight 175, the pilots, oblivious to their own danger, reach cruising altitude of 31,000 feet.
Time, 8:34.
The final message transmits from the cockpit of Flight 11.
Nobody move, please. We're going back to the airport. Don't try to make any stupid moves.
Word of the hijacking is sent to Otis Air National Guard Base, and was subsequently advised to notify the northeast sector of NORAD. Two F-15 fighter pilots begin suiting up, waiting for orders.
Time, 8:37. Airplane hangar doors slide open, 8:38.
Pilots in Flight 175 confirm they can see the hijacked aircraft 10 miles to its south.
Okay, United 175, you have them at 12 o'clock now, 10 miles.
Affirmative. We have him. He looks about 28,000.
Okay, thank you.
Caption, New York ATC to United Airlines Flight 175.
30 seconds later, at 29,000 feet, Flight 11 takes a severe nosedive at a descent of 32,000 feet per minute.
Where's he landing?
Right now, we don't have any idea, but he was to the northwest of Albany, and now he's down by Sparta. We believe he's on the descent. That's why he's wow. Slowing down.
A Boston controller contacts the Northeast Air Defense Sector and requests military intervention.
Roger's weapon, Sergeant Powell.
Hi, Boston Center, TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York. And we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
Okay, hey, hold on one second, okay?
What? Whoa. What was that?
Is that real world?
Real world hijack.
Caption, Boston ATC to NEADS.
Open line. And is there any military assistance requested?
Yes, we're actually trying to get F-15s.
Is he inbound to JFK?
We don't know.
You don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the... I mean, we don't know. We don't know where he's going.
So I'm just giving you a heads up. We're not talking to him. No one's talked to him for the last 20 minutes.
Now, what's his call sign?
American 11.
Yeah, I'll call you when he gets so close to your boundary, okay?
Okay.
Everybody.
Caption, Kingston Center to Kennedy Center, time 8:41.
22 minutes on from Betty's initial call for help, fighter pilots proceed to battle stations.
Placing Panta 4546 on battle stations. I repeat, battle stations.
New York Control Center calls for more information on Flight 11 from other aircraft. Flight 175 responds, raising the events of the initial suspicious radio transmissions sent out by Flight 11.
Yeah, 175, go ahead.
We figured we wait to go to your center. We heard a suspicious transmission on our departure out of Boston with someone teed the mic and said, everyone stay in your seats.
Oh, okay. I'll pass that along over here. Hey, Kingston on 93 line.
Go ahead.
Hey, United 175 just came on my frequency, and he said that they heard a suspicious transmission when they were leaving Boston.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody stay in their seat. That's what they heard as a suspicious transmission.
The correspondence marks the last moment contact was ever made with the cockpit of Flight 175.
United 175, recycle your transponder and score code of 1470.
Caption, New York ATC to United Airlines Flight 175.
United 175, New York. United 175, do you read New York? Delta 1489, do you read New York?
Delta 1489, go ahead.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you read New York. United 175, do you read New York?
Time, 8:42.
Moments later, unbeknownst to the air traffic controllers who had just had contact, chaos ensued. Hijackers force passengers and crew to the rear of the aircraft, while two enter the cockpit and murder the pilots.
Caption, New York air traffic controllers.
10.
Hello.
Do you see that United 175 anywhere? And do me a favor, you see that target there, the 3321 code at 335 climbing? Don't know who he is, but you got the US Air 583. If you need to descend him down, you can. Nobody, we have a hijack. We have some problems over here right now.
Oh, you do?
Yes, and okay. That may be real traffic. Nobody knows. I can't get a hold of the United 175 at all right now. And I don't know where he went to.
All right. Okay, I'll see if I have one.
All right.
Okay.
United 175, New York.
Time, 8:45 to 8:46. Traffic flows across the Queensboro Bridge to and from Manhattan. Fast motion footage of people moving through Grand Central Station and subway trains pulling into stations. Montage of aerial footage flying over New York City. Fade to black. Thick gray smoke billows out from the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Caption, New York, Boston, and Herndon Command Center.
Anybody copy?
I'm sorry.
Say that again, please.
Looks like we lost the primary target about 20 west of Kennedy.
Say again if you lost track of the aircraft, over.
Boston has lost track, and on our frequency we have confirmed that it was a hijack. That's on the tapes.
Yeah, New York confirms we've lost the track as well, and we were, we got a report of an ELT in the area that track was in.
Papers flutter out of the tower and snow down on the street below.
Kennedy Tower reports, are you serious? Kennedy Tower reports that there was a fire at the World Trade Center. And that's the area where we lost the airplane.
Squad 118.
It's the first battalion 300 that it looked like it was intentional. If four more units going into the box, it could be a terrorist attack.
Central, all units be advised.
Captions, fire department dispatch.
Engine 10, World Trade Center 1060. Say
like the plane was aiming towards the building. Roll every available ambulance you got to this position.
Flight 11 makes contact with the north face of the North Tower at upwards of 460 miles per hour. The plane tears a hole into the side of the World Trade Center Tower between floors 93 and 99. No souls on board survive. The aircraft reaches the core of the building, severing the three staircases in the process, blocking every route to safety for those at and above the impact point. The impassable stairwells seal off the exit for 1,344 people. 90,000 liters of jet fuel ignites, enough to take the jetliner to Los Angeles. The inferno, coupled with all the combustible material from the offices, begins to spread. The damaged elevator shafts send the burning jet fuel through the building, as far down as the lobby. 4 seconds after impact, the two fighter jets intended to intercept the already crashed jetliner receive the order to scramble, unaware they are too late. Within the next hour and 40 minutes, between 100 and 200 people are driven to jump from the billowing towers.
Time, 8:47.
Hi, sir. Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. What we're going to do, we're going to hit up every track within a 25-mile radius of the Z point that we put on the scope. 29,000, heading 190. We're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's threats in the cockpit. So we're doing the thing. Right. We'll work with them. Make sure weapons work for them now. Okay.
Flight 175's transponder, which had been turned off completely on Flight 11, changes code twice in a minute. The erratic change is the first piece of evidence that something has gone wrong on Flight 175. It remains unnoticed.
Map showing 175's path. Time, 8:47.
News stations cut into advertisements to deliver the shocking developments. Images of the crash begin to beam around the world.
Crashed? Jim, just a few moments ago, something believed to be a plane crashed into the South Tower of the World Trade Center. I just saw flames inside. You can see the smoke coming out of the tower. We have no idea what it was. It was a tremendous boom just a few moments ago. You can hear around me emergency vehicles.
The controller realizes Flight 175 has deviated off its assigned course, changing altitude, pushing the jetliner on a collision course with other aircraft. Attempts by the controller at New York's FAA Center to contact the pilot are unsuccessful.
United 175, do you read New York?
1 o'clock, 10 miles, turning into your face, descending out of 30.
Tell the 2433, can you climb to flight level 330? The traffic looks like it's descended back down to 31 now.
And we can go up.
Okay, climb and maintain flight level 330, Delta 2433.
Climbing to 33, Delta 2433.
Time, 8:51.
Unaware that Flight 11 has crashed, but still looking for the aircraft, two airborne military F-15s close in on New York.
So, if we can find it, we'll intercept it. Did you just, you said something hit the World Trade Center or something that reports? No, keep on going with it.
Yeah. Talking with ID, and we had a phone call that came down to us saying that they had a possible hijack out of Boston.
Okay.
And I just flipped around, and we always wanted for the news. And a 737 hit the World Trade Center. And I was just curious at the same time if that was the aircraft.
Could be. Send them to New York City. Still, continue to go.
This is what I got.
You hear about that input about
possible news? A 737 just hit the World Trade Center. This is real world.
Smoke streams from between the cladding on the North Tower.
There are indications that it may have been a Boeing 767 out of Boston. We're contacting American Airlines. No comment from them.
United Airlines office learns of the hijacking of Flight 175. Phone calls to loved ones and a call from a flight attendant exposes the gravity of the situation. Both pilots are dead. One flight attendant is stabbed. And the plane is under the hijacker's control.
A hand pushes the throttle control all the way forward. Meanwhile, the smoke from the North Tower has changed to dark gray as flames lap out of windows. News footage.
There are tons of people in the streets. There are papers, things fluttering out. I can't see any evidence of what it was that could have crashed. All I can see is that this massive, gaping hole with tons of black smoke falling out of the building.
Owen, we have a satellite picture right now.
There.
That is it.
Time, 8:55. Footage of the gaping holes in the tower.
Oblivious to the impending danger, a PA announcement throughout the South Tower tells workers to return to their desks.
Thick plumes of smoke continue to flow away from the North Tower. Time, 8:55.
Florida.
8:56. President Bush in a classroom.
Get ready. Yes, ma'am. Get ready to read these words the fast way. Get ready.
President Bush arrives at an elementary school in a visit to promote his educational agenda and prepares to read to the class the pet goat.
Remember what you say when there's an E at the end of the word. Get ready.
Can.
Yes, can. Get ready.
Can.
Yes, can. Get ready.
May.
Yes, may. Give yourselves a pat on the back.
Yeah.
Okay, get ready to read the words on this page without making a mistake. Everybody, tell me what this part of the word says.
Rob.
Yes, rob. Now, tell me what the whole word says. Get ready.
Robber.
Yes, robber. Everybody, tell me what this part of the word says.
Run.
Yes, run. Now, tell me what...
Time, 8:58.
Flight 175 soars over New Jersey at 28,000 feet. For the next 5 minutes, the plane is put into a near nosedive, descending more than 24,000 feet. Flight 175 makes its final maneuver, lining up towards Lower Manhattan.
Map shows Flight 175's path. Time, 9:01.
Aviation authorities in Virginia and New York descend into disarray as the gravity of the situation falls into view.
Do you know if anyone down there has done any coordination to scramble fighter type airplanes?
Is there big airplanes in there?
No, we have several situations going on here. It's escalating big time. And we need to get the military involved with this.
Well, what's going on?
Just get me somebody who has the authority to get military in the air now.
All right. I'll go tell them.
Hey, Joe, you see 3321 code just southwest of Newark by about 15, 18, 20 miles? 15,000 descending?
Looking, hold on, southwest of Newark by about 15, 20?
They were tracking him, made a hard left turn. He's descending pretty rapidly, and especially what just happened in there.
I got somebody who keeps coasting, but it looks like he's going into one of the small air points down there.
Wait a second. No, this guy's a big boy. This guy's a big boy because he's leaving some big contrails. I'm trying to bring him up here, get you. There he is right there. Hold on.
I'm just out of 9,500, 9,000 now.
Do you know who he is?
We don't know who he is. We're just picking him up now.
All right, heads up, man. It looks like another one.
All right.
Time, 9:02.
Orders to evacuate both towers is initiated.
You look out your window right now.
Yeah.
Can you see a guy at about 4,000 feet, about 5 east of the airport right now? Looks like he's...
Yeah, hi, Sam.
Do you see a guy? Look, is he descending through the building also?
He's descending really quick, too, yeah.
Well, that's...
2,500 feet now. He just dropped 800 feet in like one sweep.
That's another situation. What kind of airplane is that? Can you guys tell?
I don't know. I'll read it out in a minute.
The second plane slices through the South Tower.
Less than a minute later, Flight 175 transforms into a ball of flame as it makes contact with the south face of the South Tower.
Another one just hit the building.
Wow.
Another one just hit the World Trade. The whole building just came apart.
Oh, holy smokes. All right, I guess you guys can be busy. Okay.
The columns of smoke from both towers merge as they rise into the air.
Traveling at roughly 590 miles per hour, the plane crashes between floors 77 and 85. No souls on board survived the impact. An unknown number, believed to be in the hundreds, decease inside the building. Debris from the jetliner, including one of the engines, fell as far as 6 blocks away.
Plane coming down.
Holy shit.
Footage from a different angle of Flight 175 hitting the South Tower.
Boom!
Wow!
Oh shit!
Wow! Do you see this aircraft?
I've got it all.
Yo, what the fuck? Yo, that's terrorist shit, bro.
That is it.
This is terrorist.
That's terrorist.
This is terrorist. Shoo! You saw that plane went in through?
Oh my god, bro. I'm scared to be up here.
Somebody hijacked the plane and...
Firefighters, you should all report to your companies. Again, if you are a New York City firefighter, drop what you're doing, report to your company. A major disaster is occurring in New York City this morning.
I think an airplane just plowed into the city.
They did. The World Trade Center hit the top of the building.
No, another one. We just saw another one do it.
Another one?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that's two. One just hit a few big.
Yeah, one just a moment ago.
No shit.
Viewers tuning in for updates on the North Tower, watch in horror as live pictures of the second crash are broadcast around the globe. What had once seemed plausible as a freak accident suddenly became an act of aggression. Major news networks begin to speculate if America was in the midst of a terror attack.
Caption, WNYW, Fox 5, New York.
As you look at the picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene, Jim Friedel in Hoboken said it appeared to bank sharply and smash directly, perhaps purposefully, into, oh my goodness.
Oh God.
There's another one.
Oh.
Oh my goodness, there's another
this
one.
This seems to be on purpose.
Oh my goodness, now
you.
Now it's obvious.
Hey, Tommy, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Terry.
Tommy. I'm going to reconfirm with downstairs, as far as the tape, but Tommy Jones seemed to think that the guy said that we have planes. Now, I don't know if it was because it was the accent or if there's more than one, but I'm going to reconfirm that for you, and I'll get back to you real quick, okay?
Appreciate it.
Yes, what? Planes, as in plural.
A United Airlines plane takes off from an airport. In New York, time, 9:03.
Seconds after the second plane crashes, NORAD is made aware of the hijacking.
There's another aircraft?
The second one just hit the Trade Center.
Okay. Yeah, we gotta alert the military real quick on this.
Tommy, we're going to stop everything. We're going to shut Boston down. I suggest the same elsewhere.
You're going to do what, Terry?
We're shutting the airplanes down. We're not letting anyone go right now.
Okay. That's a good move. We're waiting to hear from security.
Tommy, Terry, it's confirmed on that tape that they said we have planes.
A plane lands on a runway near water. Meanwhile, in the Florida classroom, time, 9:05.
Hey, get ready.
Must.
Yes, must. Speaker, read it up and send. 60 on
President Bush is interrupted and makes the decision to continue the class, having learned of the attack on America.
At the count of three, everyone should be on page 153. Get ready.
The girl had a pet goat.
Go on.
She played with her goat.
Try it again. Get ready from the beginning of that sentence. Get ready.
She played with her goat in her house.
Go on.
She played with her goat in her yard.
As the children read, the president's press secretary checks his phone as another aide whispers to him.
These are great readers.
Yes, they are.
Very impressive. Thank you also very much for showing me your reading skills. I bet they practice too, don't you?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, President. If you can step out the door, we came in, please.
Mr. President, are you aware of the reports of the plane crash in New York? Is there anything
to talk about later?
Thank you all. You can step out the door, we came in.
Bush poses for a photo with the teacher. Time, 9:06.
The FAA begins to halt all incoming and outgoing aircraft in the vicinity of New York Center airspace.
You're going to do what?
We're shutting the airplanes down. We're not letting anyone go right now.
Okay. That's a good move.
We're putting a ground stop on everything. There's a second plane that just hit the World Trade Center.
Stop all departures out of the center, please.
So yeah, that's what we're doing.
Command Center East.
Boston. Listen, both of these aircraft departed Boston. Both were 76s, both heading to L.A. And I'm looking out on the TSD, and I think that all departures out of Boston should have heightened cockpit security. Is there any way you can bring up every center in the country and relay that message so that they can tell the aircraft that are out there flying right now to increase the cockpit security vigilant on this day?
I'll get the message out.
Thank you very much.
Time, 9:21.
New York continues its immediate lockdown, closing down all bridges and tunnels into Manhattan.
Against the cloudless bright blue sky, smoke continues gushing from both towers. Meanwhile, first responders mill about and look up at the smoldering buildings. People lean out of windows in the World Trade Center towers. Fade to black, map showing a plane over Pennsylvania, time, 9:24.
Attention at NORAD focuses on two more possible hijackings in progress. American Airlines Flight 77 and United Airlines Flight 93.
American 77, Indy. American 77, Indy.
Caption, Indianapolis ATC to Flight 77, map shows the plane turning toward Washington.
American 77, American Indy.
Map shows a plane over Virginia heading toward Washington, D.C.
American 77, American Indy. Radio check. How do you read? This is Henderson. Still haven't got American 77. Last he was at 35 going to Falmouth, so I don't know where he is out there anywhere yet. So I'm still trying to get a hold of him. We contact the company.
Time, 9:26.
All civilian aircraft in the United States are banned from takeoff. FAA orders a national ground stop.
Map with plane over Pennsylvania.
9:28 a.m. Flight 93 makes a mayday call. The cries made by Leroy Homer brought the scope of the attack into view. More targets remained.
Time, 9:28.
Florida. Unaware of the continuing threat, the president makes his first statement on the attacks.
President Bush strides in front of a group of adults and children to a podium.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a difficult moment for America. I unfortunately will be going back to Washington after my remarks. Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. I have spoken to the Vice President, to the Governor of New York, and to conduct a full-scale investigation to hunt down and to find those folks who committed this act. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. And now, if you join me in a moment of silence.
Bush and the others bow their heads. Black smoke belches from the South Tower.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
Bush grabs his speech and shakes a man's hand as he moves away from the podium. Air Force One taxis on a tarmac.
Flight controllers in Cleveland overhear recordings relayed from Flight 93.
They got the pitch down. Keep remaining steady. We have a ball aboard. So,
Caption, Cleveland Center.
Calling Cleveland Center, you're unreadable. Say again slowly.
You got United 93?
United 93.
Stop the shot now.
Yeah.
Descended.
What's okay. That?
I just saying it looked like he descended there.
I don't think so. United 93, verify 350.
United 93, Cleveland.
Go ahead, Frankie.
Do you have United 93 south of Sharks?
We hear some funny noises. We're trying to get him.
Do you have him?
No.
Thank you. United 93, Cleveland.
United 1523, did you hear your company, did you hear some interference on the frequency here a couple of minutes ago, screaming?
Yes, I did, 797, and we couldn't tell what it was either.
Okay. United 93, Cleveland, if you hear the sound right then.
American 1060, ditto on the other transmission.
The American 1060, you heard that also?
Yes, sir, twice.
Roger, we heard that also, thanks. I just wanted to confirm it wasn't some interference.
Smoke flows horizontally from both towers.
Shortly after the first plane struck the tower, signals emerged that an emergency on Flight 77 was underway.
Map with plane over West Virginia.
Flight 77 deviates off its assigned course and switches off its transponder. The plane goes dark. Not even the primary radar systems pick up the aircraft. Dissimilar to the other hijackings, no reports of threats or deaths are made. Hijacked over an area of poor radar coverage, attempts to contact the plane are unsuccessful.
What are you trying to get hold of?
American 77.
Okay.
Well, we weren't talking to him, and all of a sudden it's just,
okay.
So we don't really know where his target is, and we can't get a hold of him. You guys tried him and no response?
No response.
Lost radar, lost.
Yeah, we have no radar contact and no communications with him. So if you guys could try him again.
We're doing it.
All right, thanks a lot.
We're doing it, thank you.
The limited contact left some controllers to believe the plane had already crashed. Unnoticed by controllers, Flight 77 changes course, flying undetected toward the nation's capital.
The plane coming down. What was it?
Footage of the second plane hitting the South Tower.
Boom!
Did you get a hold of American 77 by chance?
No, sir, but we have an unconfirmed report that the second airplane hit the World Trade Center.
Say again?
You know, we lost American 11 through a hijacking. You know, American was a Boston-Los Angeles flight.
It would, all right. I can't hear what you're saying there. You said American 11?
Yes, we were hijacked. It is a Boston LA flight, and 77 is a Dulles LA flight. And we have an unconfirmed report a second airplane just flew into the World Trade Center.
Caption, American Airlines to Herndon Command Center.
77, we were talking to him, according to Indianapolis Center, about 45 minutes ago, and in Indy Center, and I don't know how he got back to the Trade Center. I have no idea if that happened.
Okay, it may not have. We have another call sign. Of course, we don't know for sure any of these call signs right now, but if we find that it's your aircraft, we'll certainly give you a call.
Okay, so you have two airplanes in the Trade Center?
Yes.
And you don't know who either one of them are for sure?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
If I did, I would share it with you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye, Bill.
Hello, Command Center?
Yes, sir.
This is John Thomas, Ops Manager. I think we need to let everybody know this right away if they don't already. American 77 was over, was just west of Charleston, West Virginia, flight level 350. It's a heavy Boeing 752 and disappeared off our radar scope about 1256Z along with lost frequency. We were treating it as the loss, started to do some procedures to notify search and rescue and whatnot when American Airlines told us they'd had some aircraft or an aircraft hijacked. We now believe that aircraft may have been hijacked, although no one has, you know, we have nothing to verify that. What with the World Trade Center, we could have another loose aircraft out there somewhere. Of course, we wouldn't necessarily be able to pick up the primary there anyway.
Caption, an EADS to Washington Center.
Okay.
But again, remember, nothing has been confirmed as far as which aircraft have hit the World Trade Center, but the other one we have is information headed towards Washington.
Okay. Let me tell you this. We're also lost American 77.
American 77.
American 77.
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Excuse me?
Where was he proposed to head, sir?
Okay. He was going to L.A. also.
He was also going to L.A.
Now,
from where, sir?
I think he was from Boston also.
Boston
now,
to LA.
Now, let me tell you this story here.
Indianapolis Center was working this guy.
What guy?
American 77.
Okay.
At flight level 350. However, they lost radar with him. They lost contact with him. They lost everything, and they don't have any idea where he is or what happened.
Time, 9:32.
Radar picks up an unidentified target, tracking it eastward at immense speed.
9:35.
Unaware of the intended target, the Secret Service orders the immediate evacuation of the Vice President from the White House.
Aerial footage of the Pentagon, map showing a plane doing a loop.
Flight 77 makes its final maneuver, turning 330 degrees in a spiral turn.
Security footage from the Pentagon shows a car pulling through a gate just before a plane rams the side of the building.
Descending at 530 miles per hour, the plane hits several lampposts before colliding with the Pentagon. The impact shoots a fireball that rises 200 feet above the building. In addition to the 64 lives on board, 125 lives are lost inside the building. Rescue efforts for survivors begins immediately. Standing as a metaphor for the disasters, flames engulf the Office of Military Might.
Washington, this is Gopher 06.
Gopher 06, guy.
Yes, sir, that aircraft is down. He's in our 12 o'clock position. Looks like it's just to the northwest of the airfield at this time, sir.
Gopher 06, thank you. Descend and maintain 2,000.
Okay, we're down to 2,000. And this is Gopher 06. It looks like that aircraft crashed into the Pentagon, sir.
Gopher 86, Gopher 06, thank you.
News bulletins report of a fire at the Pentagon. In the dark of its actual cause.
We must say now that we are a nation under siege. Right now, we are a nation under siege. There is a terrorist attack, as you can see, at the heart of the financial capital of the world, and now one at the heart of the military command center of the United States of America, the Pentagon. Apparently, there has been an explosion. We have no further details. We don't know the extent of that, but we do have word that there's been an explosion at the Pentagon.
With three targets hit, focus hones in on Flight 93, the last known hijacked plane airborne.
A dish atop a radar tower spins around. Time, 9:39.
In the space of 2 minutes, the White House, Capitol Building, and the entire United States airspace is shut down. The first ever unplanned suspension of all flights over American airspace. Operation Yellow Ribbon, aided by Canada, commences. The orders divert all civilian aircraft away from any potential target as fast as possible, grounding planes over the border in Canadian territory.
Time, 9:49.
In a further display of agency failings, the FAA headquarters decides not to request military assistance for Flight 93.
Time, 9:52.
National security agents overhear a conversation initiated by a known associate of Osama bin Laden, the number one suspect, stating that one more target was still to be hit. That target, unbeknownst to them, was the Capitol or the White House. Having heard the fate of the other aircraft, passengers on board plan a counterattack. In an act of immense bravery, passengers on Flight 93 begin a revolt and attempt to enter the cockpit.
Time, 9:59.
Meanwhile, as the struggle on Flight 93 was underway, 57 minutes of burning jet fuel had weakened the steel framework of the 1,362-foot tower. Columns within the structure, unable to hold the weight, buckle and bend.
The South Tower collapses straight down in a ball of smoke, flames and debris,
sending 110 floors into freefall.
A dense cloud erupts over the roofs of buildings as the tower collapses. People on nearby streets flee in terror as the billowing plume races toward them.
They really did it.
The tower submerges into a thick haze, sucking all saturation from New York City life.
I saw the I saw the plane exactly going into the building. I was standing right there on 100 Church Street.
Police ushered people away from the scene, while others locked down the area. Elsewhere, people stare at the wreckage and remaining smoking tower. A policeman wipes his eyes with a handkerchief under his helmet as smoke belches from the North Tower. Time, 10:01.
Pilots observe Flight 93 wave its wings. The hijackers attempt to end the counterattack.
United 93?
Yes.
Was waving his wings as he went past the VFR aircraft. They don't quite know what that means.
Flying over Somerset County, Pennsylvania, hijackers send the plane into a 583-mile-per-hour nosedive.
A sprig of Queen Anne's lace waves in a gentle breeze,
taking the lives of all 40 souls on board.
There is a report of black smoke in the last position I gave you.
From the airplane or from the ground?
They're speculating it's from the aircraft.
Due to the brave reactions of patriots, the flight never reaches its intended target.
It hit the ground. That's what they're speculating. That's speculation only.
People take photos at the Flight 93 National Memorial sign. Time, 10:17.
Using speed and trajectory projections, the command center predicts the aircraft should be over Washington. Unable to observe the plane, officials conclude the plane is down.
Footage of an empty Washington Boulevard.
Region commander has declared that we can shoot down aircraft that did not respond to our direction. Copy that?
Copy that, sir.
I also want to give you heads up, Washington.
Go ahead.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land? Because we have confirmation.
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Northeast of Camp David.
That's the last report. They don't know exactly where.
A memorial at a chain-link fence saluting the heroes of Flight 93.
Man, it only took him an hour, right? It's about 10:15, right?
It took an hour to level the son of a bitch.
I think it happened at 8:50.
Yeah, what time is it now? 10:20?
The North Tower continues emitting thick clouds of smoke. Time, 10:28.
Shocked onlookers gaze at the inevitable. On fire since first impact, over 1 hour and 40 minutes ago, the North Tower begins to crumble and collapse.
Flames and smoke blow out from the tower. The top of the building collapses, bringing down the rest of the building below it.
The tallest building in the world at the time, the North Tower stood at 1,368 feet. The Twin Towers, an imposing icon on the New York skyline, is reduced to rubble.
More footage of the North Tower collapsing. A tent of smoke casts a dome over the surrounding area. Fade to black.
Get out of the street! Boom! Down the street!
Over a third of the 1,000 emergency rescuers that put their lives on the line, running into the unknown, perished. The catastrophe claimed the lives of 2,753 victims. Many more lives will be taken in the aftermath. Long-term health complications and cancer diagnoses claimed the lives of thousands of first responders. Those in and around the World Trade Center breathe in the toxic fumes and dust produced when 24,000 gallons of jet fuel ignited, with hundreds of thousands of gallons of heating oils and diesel within the building.
An eerie glow of the sun cuts through the smoke and vapor. President Bush descends the steps of Air Force One.
Barksdale Air Force Base.
He snaps a salute before ducking into a waiting SUV limo, time, 13:04. Emerging through a group of men in military uniforms, Bush approaches a podium.
Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
Force Protection Condition Delta is activated, placing all worldwide U.S. military personnel on high alert.
Montage of military personnel with fighting gear. People watch a large news screen above a street. Time, 1600.
Federal intelligence experts begin to suspect who the perpetrators of the heinous attacks were. All trails point to one man. Osama bin Laden.
A poster praising bin Laden followed by a wanted poster for him. Smoke envelops the Brooklyn Bridge. Fade to black. Night. First responders trudge through the debris on the streets around Ground Zero. Others dig through the rubble of the buildings. Time, 1900.
Rescue efforts continue at Ground Zero. Recovery teams rescue 20 people from the pile. The final survivor won't be pulled from the rubble until midday, September 12th.
Cranes and backhoes move under the glare of bright work lights. Washington, time, 2030.
The White House. The president addresses the nation.
Good evening. Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack in a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts. The victims were in airplanes or in their offices, secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads, friends and neighbors. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat. But they have failed. Our country is strong. A great people has been moved to defend a great nation. Terrorist attacks can shake the foundations of our biggest buildings, but they cannot touch the foundation of America. These acts shatter steel, but they cannot dent the steel of American resolve. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. Good night. And God bless America.
Under the cloak of night, the White House sits shrouded by trees. Time, 23:30.
President Bush updates his journal. The Pearl Harbor of the 21st century took place today.
A photo of bin Laden with his eyes blacked out.
We think it's Osama bin Laden.
End credits, writer, director, editor, Piers Garland. Senior Editor, Jordan Hill. Production Manager, Ella Dowling. Production Assistants, Danielle Winter, Finley Bald, Roxanne Schlumberger, Lucy McCutcheon. Marketing Coordinator, Rasha Mudars. Graphic Artist, Tom Huxley. Voiceover, Bob Taylor. Testimonials, Betty Ong, Nia Gonzalez, George W. Bush. Executive Producer, Brian Abich. Caption, Never Erase From Memory. 11 September 2001.